Fort Drum in northern New York State is growing fast. 6,000 soldiers have been transferred to the 10th Mountain Division, which is based there. As North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein reports, those new soldiers and their families are creating a housing crunch in the area around the base.
Clark Hall is like the Grand Central Station of Fort Drum, where arriving and departing troops deal with all kinds of paperwork.
This is a happen place.
Randa Ortley dodges soldiers on her way to her daily housing briefing. She's in charge of finding military families a place to live. She points out the men and women in desert camo are just back from Iraq. The ones in green fatigues are the newbies.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Sergeant Michael Norwood stands with two young privates who stare at the floor. He tells Ortlieb they're both single, so they'll live in the barracks, and they leave. Ortlieb says the barracks may not be pleasant, but the real problem is for soldiers with families who need a place of their own.
You know, they're trying to figure out what's the best thing to do. Should I leave my family here? Should I send them home until I get government quarters? Do I want to buy a house?
Every available housing unit is occupied at Fort Drum. 900 more families are expected by next spring, and the waiting list for homes or apartments numbers in the hundreds. The frustration among the rank and file is plentiful. Private Michael Tothero is number 360 on the list.
People are like sharks out here for housing. I mean, if you don't have the rank, then you're really not going to get anything. You're just down below at the list, and you just wade there at the pool until they decide to come fish you out and give you a house or whatever.
Soldiers are looking far beyond Fort Drum's gates for places to live. 150 of them are commuting 85 miles from Syracuse. But in the more immediate area, northern New York's dairy country, there's been little incentive to improve aged housing stock for decades, and now the community is scrambling to catch up. State and local officials gathered in nearby Watertown this summer to announce the renovation of an abandoned housing project. The event was bittersweet. Sweet because the rusty industrial city is being reborn as a military town. New stores and restaurants and hotels are popping up every day. Mayor Jeff Graham says the money is finally here to rebuild.
You know, it used to be you could buy a really nice house in Watertown for, say, $80,000. You could never build for that price. So now with prices for existing homes up in the six figures, it now makes sense for people to build new homes in some cases.
The bitter part is that developers can't build fast enough. Rents are going up, pushing out some non-military residents.
My name's Brenda Ingram. I have been homeless now for better than 3 months.
Ingram's been sleeping on an air mattress in her boyfriend's brother's apartment. She finally found a rental in her hometown of Gouverneur, 30 miles from Fort Drum. She says she can't compete with what military personnel can pay. They have a minimum housing allowance of $700 a month.
I've been all over, and it's been really difficult. A lot of the places in Gouverneur want military. You call the landlord up, and they'll be like, "Are you military?" You'll say no, and, well, we're not going to rent to you then.
Local officials say they're doing all they can until the housing market grows. But Fort Drum's commander has warned things could get worse before they get better. Nearly all of the base's troops will spend time in Iraq and Afghanistan over the next year and a half. The real crunch will be when they all come home. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein in Canton, New York.